With your permission. The day before Chag HaSukkot, and Chachamim, they tell us that Chag HaSukkot is time of redemption. The Haftarah that we're going to read on Shabbat, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, is about Gog Umagog, about the world's war, the last war for Mashiach will come. Chachamim tell us that Sukkot is a tremendous power. And the way the Torah puts it for us, the Torah tells us, we have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, to dwell in the sukkah, in order to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the sukkah. Leman yidu lorotechem, for generations to come, they should know that I did put Am Yisrael in the sukkah in the desert. And therefore we have this holiday, Chag HaSukkot, on the surface. It's just to remember that we came out of Egypt, it was Pesach time, but actually, maybe it means in the journey that we went in the desert, there was Sukkot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember Sukkot. Comes the Gemara, Machloke between two Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, what kind of a Sukkah was in the desert? Rabbi Akiva said, actually, every person had his own sukkah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember that our fathers, they came out of Egypt. They had, thank God, a sukkah in the desert. They didn't have to be homeless on the street. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. We came out of Egypt, and we had sukkot. I don't know where they purchased it. There's no information where they bought it. But that's what Rabbi Akiva says. So the question is, for this, I have to have a sukkah every year because my father was in the sukkah in the desert. Now if my father would have Coca-Cola, I would have to drink Coca-Cola. My father came out of Egypt and needed a sukkah. So, and a sukkah doesn't mean a sukkah. It means a tent. It was a tent. Was no schach. They didn't make schach. So they had a tent. So they came out of Egypt, they had a tent. Each one had a tent. So therefore, I have a holiday. It's called Sukkot. What is this? You know, Am Yisrael came out of Egypt. Each one had a tent. So for this, I have a holiday. Abeliezer said, no. Nobody had a tent. They came out of Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a special cloud and put a cloud around us. One cloud for all of Israel. And this is really what the Torah means. Give us Sukkot or Shavti Pnei Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt and he put a cloud on top of us. That cloud protected Am Israel from rain, from heat, from enemies. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember, said you make a sukkah. Make a sukkah to remember that a few thousand years ago we came out of Egypt, Hashem made a cloud on top of us. So, I have to remember Hashem made a cloud? What has to make it? There's a lot of things happen in the desert. I have to remember that it was a cloud. For what? I read in the Torah, I see there's a cloud. Fine. I have to make a 7-day holiday to remember once upon a time was a cloud in the desert. So what was a cloud in the desert? So what? And Chachamim keep asking, with all the respect, there were more things in the desert. In a way, not important than the cloud. Food, we got daily man from Shamaim. Millions of people had enough food in the desert for 40 years. 40 years every day man for the whole nation. And so, what kind of holiday you have for this? No holiday for this. How come? Why is there no holiday for this? That's the biggest miracle. You get up in the morning, you have man in front of you, in front of the, on the doorstep. You have to go shopping free. You're not going to raise the prices every day on the cereal. You got cereal, free cereal. Everything you wanted to have to taste, tasted like this. You put it in your mouth. You want shakshuka? Shakshuka. Sushi? Sushi. Ashpelo? Ashpelo. Anything you had in mind, you got it from Hashem. It's the biggest miracle. 40 years I didn't have to go and look for food. In the desert. Is it holiday for this? No. How come? Then now the Chachamim ask about the well. The well of Miriam. 40 years in the desert, we drank water. How did you get water? From where you got it? Be'er Miriam was a little well walking around the desert. Walking around the desert, wherever Am Yisrael went, the well go with them. Is there a holiday for this? No holiday. How come? But it's not important to have water. Can you survive without water? Hashem made a big miracle. 40 years free water. You don't have to go and shop and get those big bottles. Free water. You can imagine one version of so much water when they park and they put the tents, they had to have a little boat, canoe, to go from one place to the next. There was so much water. We call it in America, it's called Amsterdam. Amsterdam. Venice. And there's no holiday for this. So how come there's a holiday for the cloud? With all the respect, cloud is an important thing, but important food is also important. Especially comes the Gemara and says, you know, the cloud came b'zchut Aharon HaKohen. As long as Aharon was alive, we had this cloud on top of us. The minute Aharon died, the cloud disappeared. Then it came back, b'zchut Moshe and Miriam, b'zchut Moshe and Miriam. I'm sorry. The cloud came back b'zchut Moshe. Miriam died for it. As Aharon died, וישמר כאני מלך ארד יושב הנגב כבא ישראל דרך האתרים. It says, Aharon died. There's no more cloud. Everybody saw Am Yisrael. Before, Am Yisrael were covered by the cloud. Couldn't find her. It was like a fog. Very thick fog. And that thick fog walked along the desert and the goyim did not know who is inside. They only knew because some Jewish people left the cloud. They had to go to Macy's to return the presents. Otherwise, nobody knew who is inside. They didn't know what's going on inside. Aharon died, says the Gemara, says the Torah, the cloud disappeared. Why? Says the Gemara, the cloud came b'zchut Aharon. So, if Aharon died, so what happened? He died, so the cloud had to go with him. Why? Says the Gemara, you should know, Analeah Kavod, if somebody does the Sukkah, you build the Sukkah, I said you should have in mind. Sukkah is because of the cloud. And the cloud is because of Aharon. You have to have it in mind. You came out of Egypt, you sit down hopefully tomorrow night with no rain, you sit in the Sukkah, you said you take the piece of bread, you eat it. You eat it, it says, B'zchut Aharon HaKohen, it came out of Egypt, Hashem made us a cloud. For this, you have to have a Sukkah. For what, you have to have a Sukkah? Because Hashem made a cloud in the desert for Am Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. I need a cloud. I got a gun. I went to Walmart, I bought myself a gun. No. Chag HaSukkot. How powerful is Chag? Says the Zohar. If a person has a zechut in his sukkah, he's pure, he went to mikveh, the sukkah is according to halacha. He made it exactly according to halacha. Make sure no branches on top. The walls are strong. You put the schach a schach doesn't touch any metal. When Avraham comes to your sukkah on the first day, mainly, and they come with him, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Every day is called Ushpizin, says the Zohar. You went to the movie, huh? No? Me, no. I didn't go. Ushpizin. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, come to your sukkah. How come they don't come Pesach? Why they don't come on Halloween? Why they come on Sukkot? Why? Why only Sukkot they come? This is the Zohar, you know, you have a Zechut. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they come to your Sukkah. They go on to Vilna once, in Russia, in Vilna. His father came to visit him. Go on to Vilna, told his father, you know, a few minutes ago, Yaakov Avinu came and gave me a kiss. How come he doesn't come on Pesach? Why does he come only on Sukkot? This holiday, Sukkot, when it says in when the Torah talks about Sukkot, the Torah makes in the subject the lulav. Lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon, the first day you take etrog, lulav, arava, ardas, you shake it. Be happy, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Be happy with it. It's a special mitzvah to take a lulav. How important this mitzvah is. Shalom HaMelech said, there's few things I don't understand. One is the red cow, and then I don't understand lulav. What is this business? Shaking it. For what? For what Hashem gave us this? Comes the Gemara and says, don't underestimate those shaking business. Shaking is so important that we have the Kavanah to get rid of all your enemies. That's how powerful the lulav is. And that's why we shake four sides up and down to get rid, says the Gemara, ruchot raot utlalim raim. Negative energies that might hurt a person during the year, you could avoid it by shaking the lulav. It's a very special mitzvah. It says, why don't shake the matzah? Why don't shake the custom on Purim? Why don't shake the menorah on Chanukah? Shaking the lulav. Shaking. What are you doing shaking? Why are you shaking? Is it a protection? Protection, why does it protect? How does it protect you? Come Chachamim and tell us the mitzvah of the sukkah, that the person has the best thing is don't even drink water out of the sukkah. Halacha is you cannot have bread out of the sukkah, and also a cake, a piece of cake. The rest, if you're out and it's hard for you, you have no sukkah, you can have things, fruits, vegetables, sushi lo aleinu lo aleichem, shpelo, but no bread, no cake. But halacha is trying not to have even water outside the sukkah. Arizal Mishubach says, praise the person on sukkah doesn't put anything in his mouth but inside the sukkah. I said, what's so important about it? What's so important that I have to have every little thing in my mouth? Comes the halacha Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam. As far as sleeping is concerned, sleeping is more important than eating. Says the Gemara, Achilat Arai Mutav, Shinat Arai Asur. Says the Gemara, if you want to have a piece of chicken with some rice, Eshpelo, out of the sukkah, okay, not the best, but okay. You're not going to take a nap, 2 hours nap, no way. You have to go to a sukkah. A temporary meal, temporary lunch, temporary supper, it means not a meal that you sit down and eat and eat and eat, and you wash your hands, it's permitted. It's not the best. But temporary sleeping is forbidden. Why? Why is the why? What's the big deal? If I'm allowed to eat outside the sukkah as a temporary meal, it's not really my meal. I didn't wash my hands. It's not a piece of cake. Permitted. But take a nap. No, why take a nap? Same thing. The Chachamim also ask, you know, this holiday of Sukkot really should have been right after Pesach. Because actually that Sukkah happened, the story about Sukkah happened right when we came out of Egypt. We came out of Egypt on Pesach. So, we do Sukkah after Pesach. Or we do Sukkah together with Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed away Sukkot. Pushed away Sukkot towards the New Year. And the question is, what is the reason behind it? Come Chachamim Rabotai and tell us the following. It says in the Gemara and the Mishnah, it says Halacha and the Rambam. Somebody's going to ask you Pesach. What the Kavanah of Pesach a person has in his head? It says the Mishnah, says Halacha and the Rambam. Bechol dor vador, Chayav Adam, Lirot et Atzmo Kilu Yatza Mitzrayim. Every generation, a person has to see and feel and thinks that he came out of Egypt. Simple explanation means that you know Baruch Hashem, we were in Egypt, now Baruch Hashem in America. But the depth of it, the holiday of Pesach is called Chag HaChirut. Hashem redeemed us. Hashem redeemed us as individuals. Somebody's going to ask us, what is Pesach? You know, I used to be a slave. Hashem took me out of Egypt. I'm a free person. Talking about individuals. Bechol dor vador, chayav adam lirot et atzmo kilu yatza mimitzrayim. A person has to imagine he went out of Egypt. Sukkot is a different concept. Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to understand something. Says the Zohar, I want to explain to you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us a Sukkah. The Sukkah should protect us. Like, says the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Noah and told him to build an ark. The same thing is a sukkah. Sukkah is going to protect you. How is going to protect me? Because I made a box and I put some schach, I went inside. Sukkah protect me? Chachamim tell us no. The secret of the sukkah is unity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took one big cloud and covered all of Israel. When he covered all of Israel, we were protected because we were together. As long as Am Israel are united, nothing can happen to them. The problem is machloket. You have machloket, dividing parties, each one thinks different. That's when the problem is. This is the Gemara, Doro shel Achav Yordim Notzchim Bamilchama. Am Israel, the time of Achav, used to win all the wars. Almost no casualties. Achav Shalat Malach Bekipa, says the Gemara. Achav ruled the whole world. Like Shlomo. Because people were united. Chibur Atzabim Ephraim Hanachlo. Says Avi Yosher. If you're united, nobody can do anything to you. If you're not united, you're by yourself. Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us something. If you read the Torah, you see every time that Am Yisrael had kind of machloket, the Torah says, all of a sudden they see the cloud. Cloud is picking himself up, cloud moves away. Because machloket pushes HaKadosh Baruch Hu away. They have no protection. Sukkot is the holiday of unity. Pesach is the holiday of individuals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand. Yes, it's true. You came out of Egypt, Baruch Hashem, you're a free person. But you don't know what's going to be in front of you. Palestine, Hamas. You have no idea. How are you going to protect yourself when you come out of Egypt? Animals, creatures, bad energies, shadim, demons. He says, you need a protection. I'll give you a protection. This is a policy, the cheapest insurance policy. It's called unity. Hashem puts a cloud on all of us. As long as you're inside, you're protected. You come outside, Amalek is coming. When you have Amalek, says the Gemara, why Amalek arrived? Because people went outside the cloud. As long as you are inside the cloud, nothing can happen to you. And that's what the Torah wants to teach us. You know, the zechut of the cloud, says the Gemara, it's Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was busy all his life. Make peace between people. Should be unity. And Kadosh Baruch Hu granted us with his protection. It's called Ananei HaKavod, the cloud. Sukkah means protection. But it means the Olam Israel makes Sukkot, and that's what you have in mind. Hashem protected us, not Hashem protected me. Hashem protected us. Like Hashem protected Noah. This is the Zohar you should know. Chas v'shalom, bad times might come. Run to your sukkah. What do you have to have in mind? Well, Hashem made the sukkah in the desert. For all of Israel as one unit. B'zechut, the merit of Aharon HaKohen. V'yivku oto kol bet Israel. When Aharon died, says the Torah, everybody cried. Because Aharon made all of Israel united. Aharon HaKohen made people live together. Not every 5 minutes we need to go to a counselor, to somebody, you know. Marriage counselor. When you go to marriage counselor, you have to treat yourself like a person, treat your wife like a person, you don't need a marriage counselor. And says, Aharon HaKohen, Ohev Shalom, Rodef Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this idea of Sukkah, to protect ourselves. Says the Gemara, you should know the Lulav, Arava, Etrog, Hadassim, it's the same concept. You're going to have in your hand the Lulav, what do you have to think? Says the Gemara, I tell you what you have to think. There are a few kinds of people in Am Yisrael. One Talmid Chachamim, one not Talmid Chachamim, one semi Talmid Chachamim, one group that people do mitzvot. People do Gemilut Chasadim. It says, you take all those four kinds and you put it together. And you must hold it together. You can't hold the Etrog here and the Lulav here. You got to hold it together. It says the Gemara, you know what it means? Unity. United. United, you're being protected. It says the Gemara, you know, you take the Lulav, you shake it. Shake it. It says, why do you shake it? Why do you shake a matzah? Because the lulav resembled unity. When you have in your hand unity, you are protected. Comes the Torah and tells us, you know, sukkah and lulav mixed in the Torah together. I said it's the same concept. Lulav And sukkah is protection. But the condition of it is unity. If you have machloket with somebody, forget about it. You're wasting your time. Lulav will not help you. Sukkah will not help you. And that is really what the Torah hints. After Yom Kippur, we have B'chamisha'asar, L'chodesh HaShvi'i, Chag, Pesach, after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, says the Shulchan Aruch, you had to ask forgiveness from your friend. You have to forgive everybody. That only does a step to become united. It's not because my friend is angry at me, I'm angry at him. Because if you have machloket with somebody, that breaks the unity. Breaks the unity, you are in danger. Unity is a protection. Ve'ata l'cha kamocha is a protection. It's not obligation, it's a privilege. If you love everybody, you are being protected. Even though it's chas v'shalom, you don't behave 100%. So therefore comes the Torah, comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom and said, I'm giving you a holiday. It's called Sukkot. Have in mind, there was one cloud for all of Israel, protecting our Israel. When Aaron died, you know what happened? Everybody went to the lawyers. I want to get divorced. I don't want my husband. He doesn't want me. Fighting with his brother-in-law. Fighting with his father-in-law. And what happened? Aaron died. Yistalku al nei hakavod, says the Gemara. The minute Aaron died, the cloud disappeared. Why the cloud disappeared? Because Aaron died? No. Because Aaron died, was no unity anymore. So what in the cloud for? The cloud was just a sign of unity. But if you fight inside the cloud, there's no protection. The cloud disappeared. Amalek came. Mevok nimele charad. Ilachem Israel. He said, here I am fighting. He said, what happened? There's no cloud. What happened? Where's the cloud? Aaron died. So what if Aaron died? Aaron died, there's no unity. Aaron was Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. Chase and make peace between people. It means Aaron died, there's no more unity, no more unity. The cloud left. And that's what the Torah teaches us. And this is really the power of Chag HaSukkot. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokichem, take the lulav, you'll be happy. What do you mean you'll be happy? Lulav makes you happy? How lulav makes you happy? Because you shake the lulav, it makes you happy. But because the lulav contains, the lulav means the four kinds that we take in our hand. Those four things that you have in your hand, it makes you happy. Baruch Hashem, we are united. Makes you happy. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's a protection. That's how important it is to shake a lulav. Comes Zari and says, you know what? Before you go to Bet Knesset in the morning, Thursday morning, shake the lulav in the sukkah. Friday morning, first shake the lulav in the sukkah. Then you take it to Bet Knesset, you shake it again with no bracha. Do the bracha of the lulav first, the first day Shechiyanu, in the sukkah, because it's the same concept. Sukkah is unity, and lulav is unity. It's a protection. In the sukkah we hide, but we don't want bad entities to try to get into the sukkah, to try Hashem to hurt us. We shake the lulav, says the Gemara. They run away from us. It's not halacha, sitting in the sukkah because I have to remember that few thousand years ago people sat in the sukkah. No. Few thousand people sat in the sukkah because Hashem protected them. And that's what you read in the Torah. The cloud is to protect us, we came out of Egypt. The cloud is to protect us the whole time in the desert. We didn't have to have air conditioner. We didn't have to have a heating. This is the cloud used to wash our clothing, iron our clothing. It's the whole idea of supply in the desert was because of the unity. And therefore, Chachamim tell us, you know, Sukkot is time of redemption. My time of redemption, what happened? After Yom Kippur came, and we forgave everybody, and we asked forgiveness from people, then we were united. Comes the Kippur, says, okay, perfect. Now, get inside the sukkah, hold the lulav in your hand, Mashiach is coming. Mechemet Gog u'Magog. And that's what Chachamim said, the Haftarah of Shabbat Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the world's war, Mashiach is coming. Yeah, because we are united, because we have the lulav in our hand. And therefore, this is how important it is, the halachot of the sukkah and the lulav, to be kept 100%. You want a lulav, you want a lulav for $5. You don't understand, lulav is your protection. Etrog is your protection. Sukkah is your protection. Look at the sukkah, that's the way your house looks like. Says the Gemara, kol shivat hayamim ha'oseh adam sukkato keva v'dirato arai. Says the Gemara, says, listen, don't eat bread or cake out of a sukkah. Let me tell you something. Don't go to sleep out of the sukkah. Because you just are showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu you don't need protection. Sukkah is a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a protection. So, listen, if I eat something outside the sukkah, if it's not bread or cake, it's not the best, but it's okay. But falling asleep, going to sleep, it says, you know, the sukkah is protected, is a protection for you. You don't need protection? Why did you go to sleep outside the sukkah? Because the halacha says, even a temporary sleeping is not allowed out of the sukkah. If you can and you have the ability to sleep in your sukkah, in the Queens you might need a few guns. I know one gun is enough. But if you could, otherwise you have to move to Muncie. Over there you sleep in the sukkah, open door. But how important it is sleeping in the sukkah. I was this week in Eretz Israel, I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. A boy asked him over there. I live in Yerushalayim, in Yeshiva, and there's no place to make a sukkah. So I can eat in the sukkah, but I cannot sleep in the sukkah. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, where do you live? He said, in America. He says, you know what? Buy yourself a ticket, go to America. Sleep in the sukkah. In America, don't stay in Israel and have no ability to sleep in the sukkah. That's how important sukkah is. And the boy asked Abraham Kanevsky, I'm allowed to leave Israel because I should sleep in the sukkah in America. Abraham Kanevsky said, yeah. That's how important sukkah is. Happened to be this boy was my son. That's how important sleeping in the sukkah. But people take it for granted. Baruch Hashem, the first night he ate in the sukkah, and he said goodbye to the sukkah the same way he said Baruch Haba, he said goodbye to the sukkah. Sukkah is a privilege, is a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shows that we want to have the protection. And that's what the sukkah is all about. And that's the Gemara says you should know. Before Mashiach will come, the Goyim will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, we want to have Mashiach too. And Hashem said, you know what? Let me test you with sukkah. They go make, says the Gemara, they're going to make a sukkah, the Goyim. And then it's going to be a hot day, like it was last year, if you remember, disaster. And then they said, nah, we can't be in the sukkah. We don't want the sukkah. So the person has to have the love of unity. Then the sukkah protects the person. And that's the Torah says, "V'samachta v'chagecha." As Hashem said, "Be happy, be happy." What do you mean, be happy? What's happy? What's so happy about it? Sit in sukkah, be happy. What is this? What's so happy? Look at me. I have Baruch Hashem, house, chandeliers, carpets, refrigerators. Now I have to be in the sukkah. For what? Because sukkah is a protection. You have to be happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a mitzvah. Says Dari, listen, You're happy in the sukkah, you get parnasa. Ba'itach sameach, says Darisa, ba'itavot chatach. An angel that's responsible for delivering your parnasa to your house. See, Chachamim, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how smart way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. See, we celebrate Sukkot. How come there's no celebration for the month? We ate 40 years, man. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make a holiday for this. We drank water, free water, 40 years. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make a holiday for that? You know why? I tell you. Because the man, individual people eat it. The water, each one drinks it. Hashem does not make a holiday for individuals. This was Pesach, that we came out. Next step, after he came out of Egypt, what's the next step? Is unity. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember unity is a sukkah. Because sukkah was for all of us. Hashem made one cloud, so-called one sukkah for all of Israel in the desert. But eating, each one ate, was no man on top of all of us together. It was enough man for everyone. But each one had man in his mouth. Each one had the water in his mouth. Hashem did not make a holiday for this. Hashem made a holiday for sukkah. Sukkah is like the cloud that protected all of us in one time. Not each one had a little cloud on top of him to protect him. And that's what Rabbi Elazar said. Sukkot, Mechila Rabbi Akiva. You're my student, but I'm telling you, you're wrong. A celebration is not because each one had a sukkah. It's true. Each one had a sukkah also. It's true. When you had a sukkah also, you were protected. It's true. But the real protection is the unity. Is not individual sukkah that a person might have. And that's what Ari and the Zohar say, you walk inside the sukkah, it's very holy. It's like the Ark of Noah, Tevat Noah. Says the Zohar, it's like Gan Eden. It says Hashem protects you. I says, you sit and you are united. And you sit in the sukkah and you're happy. Don't be surprised. Abraham Sakin Yaakov, Moshe, I only said, David, come to visit you. They come to visit you. If you're united, they come to visit you if you're happy in the sukkah. They come to visit you if you want to be in the sukkah. Not if you pop in and pop out. I did the bracha. I left the sukkah. I said the sukkah is a sign of unity. The sukkah is a sign of protection. So Chachamim used to go to the sukkah. They used to kiss the sukkah. Thank you very much, sukkah. Sukkatov Roshul Yodan, Baib Shalom Sukkah, says the Gemara, says that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Sukkah. Whatever it means. Of course, it's called a spiritual Sukkah. It's an obligation, a person has to have a nice Sukkah. He says, this is my protection. Not just, you know, make yourself a Sukkah. He has to have a nice etrog, nice lulav, to shake it, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I want unity. I want protection. If he doesn't say it, he's not being protected. And therefore, Chachamim say, the mitzvah of Sukkah is so important that the person really should bring to the Sukkah his nice furniture. He said, no, you know what? Sukkah, he rents, you know, for... What do you call it? Party. What is this place that you rent chairs and tables? You know, so cost a chair $1 a day and a table $1.99. He puts it in the sukkah. Party place. Yeah. He rents from party place. Goes to the sukkah. He looks like he is in the Holocaust. And says, sukkah is your house, says the Gemara. Your sukkah has be pretty. Says the Rambam, says the Halakha, bring your nice furniture into the sukkah. Bring your nice dishes to the sukkah. Says the Halakha, don't bring to the sukkah dirty dishes. Sukkah has to be like your living room. He says, this is my house for 7 days. And I hope I can eat all the meals here and sleep all the nights here. This is my intention. This is really my desire. Hopefully, I'll be able to fulfill it. I know people had terrible sicknesses. They went and they slept in the sukkah. They got up, healed completely. That's how powerful sukkah is. The Gemara says, lulav, how important it is. It's Halacha and the Rambam. Anshei Yerushalayim, says the Gemara. Person needs to get up in the morning. First thing, shake a lulav. Don't talk, don't eat nothing before you shake a lulav. Nothing. And then what? Says the Gemara, they used to walk on the street with the lulav. All the time. The whole day. They didn't let it down. Used to come back home, eating. One hand holding the lulav, and the other hand holding the spoon and eat the shpela. That's how important lulav was. Today a person shakes the lulav 1 second, he throws it on the floor already. I had it already. In Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, Lacha and the Rambam. They didn't put the lulav down for 7 days holding the lulav. Doesn't say if they were sleeping, they were holding the lulav. But during the day, says the Gemara, they came home, they walk on the street, lulav, lulav, lulav. The person has to know it's a privilege. The person has to know the lulav is a protection. We have to use it. And that's the Gemara says it's a sign of winning a war against those bad entities, bad energies. And for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this chag after Yom Kippur, after Hashem forgave us. Hashem was happy with us. He gave us 4 days later, Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot, Ta'aseh Lecha. Ta'aseh Lecha. Do Sukkah for yourself. Do Sukkah for yourself. Sit in the Sukkah. Think about this unity. Think about those ideas. Think about Ahavon HaKohen. That he is the cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us this mitzvah. This is time of redemption to Mashiach. Amen.